Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's also Halloween. We got a lot of great stuff that we are tackling as we head through the afternoon, hoping you get a nice turnout this evening. I'm hoping you remember that Tuesday is actual election day. Now, I was out and about a little bit earlier at, Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm teaching a class there. And I had to pass by the courthouse, and there's still early voting going on, and it just looked packed. So I think that's okay, right? I'm not personally an early voting fan, but it is what it is. You got to play by the rules if you want to win the game. And there are plenty of people that are doing that. John McGuire is the Republican nominee, Trump-endorsed from the beginning nominee for the 5th Congressional District. He'll be my congressman after Tuesday, but we got to get him across the finish line. I'm happy to say that that John is joining us. John, good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. It's great to be here. We're fired up. We got 5 days to go, but who's counting?
Right.
And I'm excited to get President Trump, Hung Cao, and myself across the finish line in 5 days.
Well, tell me a little bit about how this campaign is going, because you have been everywhere within this 5th Congressional District. Every time I turn around, you're someplace. I'm going, wait a minute, I don't even know where the name is. I got to look this place up. You're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, people say, why do you work so hard? And the answer is easy. If you thought you were losing your country, how hard would you work?
Yeah.
But I leave my house 5 a.m. pretty much every day, and it's not unusual to get home at 11:30 midnight. Jeez. And I'm going to run through the tape and try to help President Trump get as many votes as possible on the 5th.
Yep.
And help Hung Cao. And obviously, I want to get across the finish line as well. But
yeah,
we're all over the place. We've been to potato socials. My wife goes, what's a potato social? We've been to tractor pulls. We've been to rodeos and everything in between.
Well, now wait a minute, John. I'm with Tracy on this one. What is a potato social?
This thing was in Cumberland County. The sheriff, the board of supervisors, school board, all the members of the town came out, and they had these machines that rotate. They heat up potatoes, and they had 5 different types of chilies, 5 different types of cheeses. And it was just a great way for the town to come together. But what's interesting is this huge Marine comes by and picks me up, and he goes, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? I said, I'm running to be your congressman. He goes, right on. And I knew this guy. Last I knew, he was in Afghanistan. I said, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? He said, I'm retired, and I've got a farm right down the road called Freedom Farm.
Oh,
he's a great patriot.
I love that. And, well, I would imagine you're seeing and hearing that. Obviously, we got a big district, this 5th Congressional District. You're looking at a lot of varied areas. You got a chunk of Hanover, obviously, which is centered right around my house, apparently, but that's okay. You're hearing good things, I hope, as you visit with people?
I am, and let me explain it briefly. So if you think about Kings Dominion, Doswell, Hanover County, that would be the northeast corner of the district. And we go from Hanover west all the way to Albemarle, Charlottesville. And then you go south. It gets you to Lynchburg, and you got a little bit of Bedford, and you keep going south to Danville. And on the North Carolina border, if you follow it east to Mecklenburg, South Boston, all of Mecklenburg, you go north all the way back up to Hanover. So it's a big square. It's 24 county cities and towns. It's just about 800,000 people. It's a big district.
Jeez. So what are some of the issues? I mean, it is so varied, but I'm going to assume, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume the first part of it is just helping to make America great again. But what follows behind that?
Well, there's a lot of things on people's minds. You know, I believe in limited government, government accountable to the people, we the people, not the other way around. But if we should do anything, it should be to keep you safe. And, you know, I'm a positive guy, but we are less safe at the local, state, and federal level. And if you look at these foreign wars, they've got Orthodox Christians being killed by the thousands in Ethiopia because the government believes they're a threat to their power. And then you look in October 7th, where the Hamas terrorists came across the Jordan River and the kibbutz of Israel and murdered women and children. You look at what's going on in Ukraine. Those things were not happening under President Trump. And so the best advertisement for your listeners to vote Republican is the last 3.5 years of America Last. You know, we were selling energy. We were almost energy dominant. We had a surplus, which means we were making money off energy. And they shut down Anwar. They stopped fracking. And we started buying fossil fuels from countries that don't like us. So instead of making money, we were spending money. And that's caused everything to go up. The grocery stores, fuel. I mean, just everything's more expensive.
Yeah. It's.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a tough time. I mean, that's the reality of this, John. And I do want to remind everybody, John McGuire is joining us. John is running for Congress, the 5th Congressional District. A few more days to carry this ball right into the end zone and get it done. But it is a tough time, John, where people, I mean, real, just regular folks like you and regular folks like me are going, man, it is costing so much more at the grocery store. It's costing so much more at the gas pumps. I don't know that I can do right by my kids. I don't know if they can do an after-school activity because I'm just not sure that I have the money.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think about these young people that graduate a trade school or graduate college. They want to, you know, buy a home, start a family, have kids. It's way harder. Interest rates over 7%. You know, and of course, housing costs keep going up. And of course, they keep, you know, the business owners have to, when they get taxed more, they have to pass that on to the consumer. Right. And so people are spending less money. And, you know, President Trump, he did more in 4 years than any president I can think of that did in 8. But one of the things he did, he lowered the corporate tax rate down to 21%. Well, Kamala Harris has already said if she gets in there, she's going to raise it up to 28%, which is going to devastate businesses.
That's right.
And so, again, these America Last policies, we're sick and tired of it.
I'm with you. I know I am sick and tired of it. I would like to be able to walk into the grocery store and not be shocked. I'd like to be able to go to my Wawa at Routes 1 and 54 in Ashland and fill up and not be shocked. I'd like to think I could say to my sons, hey, you know what, guys, you could buy a house in the neighborhood at some point because interest rates are coming down. You know, that was the weird thing, John. Kamala Harris is all about, well, we're going to give people $25,000 as if she's going out to get a second job at Food Lion stocking shelves to pay for it. But you look at the interest rates, you give somebody this $25,000, in theory, you give it to them. Now, we both know it's not really free and it's just going to jack the prices up by 25 grand. But if the mortgage rates, the interest rates were lower, it's a couple hundred dollars a month less. People really could afford it without any of your smoke and mirrors.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think the Democrat part, I'm a positive guy, but I think the Democrats have skipped socialism and gone straight to Marxism.
Yeah.
But Margaret Thatcher said the only thing wrong, she said socialism sounds like a good idea until they run out of other people's money.
That's right.
And that's what they're talking about, is spending your money.
That's,
you know, in Virginia, this is a state government, Governor Glenn Youngkin, even though he has a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House, he managed to give Virginians $5 billion in tax relief, which is huge. It's your money. He said, you know what? I think Virginians can spend their money better than the government. But the Democrats fought him tooth and nail and said, no, 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 we can spend your money better than you. And that's
right.
The Democrat Party. It's crazy.
It really is. It really is. Well, listen, give everybody sort of the last minute pitch here. I would imagine as you traverse the 5th District the next couple of days, you're going to be asking people to get out there and vote. But if you had one bottom line thing to convince somebody, because there's going to be somebody listening, John's like, well, I don't know, I think I'm just going to stay home. How are you going to get them out to mark that ballot for you?
Well, I'm going to give you some breaking news. I got a phone call from the Trump team in Mar-a-Lago last night. Trump has a rally in Salem, Virginia, on Saturday, and he's asked me to be one of his speakers.
Sweet.
And, you know, I'm a Navy SEAL sniper, so I'm much better with a rifle than giving a speech, but what a huge honor. Trump gave me a personal message to give everyone, and that is he would like everyone to vote early. Now, the last day to vote early is Saturday. A lot of people don't like it, but he's asked people to vote early and to bring 10 people to vote. Now, one guy said, I only have 3 friends. So I said, hey, man, you need to find 7 more friends.
Right.
So, but we need to lock arms, as Governor Glenn Youngkin says. It's not about me. It's about we the people.
Yep.
And if you want a better future for all Virginians, for all Americans, this is the most important election of your lifetime, for your safety, security, the economy, these foreign wars, this open border, this fentanyl that's poisoning the American people. Yep. Please come out to vote. Polls close 7 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th.
Yep.
And God willing, we're going to get President Trump back in the White House. And not me, but we are going to make America great again.
I love it. Well, John, no questions here. You know where I stand. The first guy to have your signs up in my yard, they're there. I'm happy to have them there and standing next to Make America Great Again signs with President Trump. So I am all in. I know that you know that, and we're telling people here in the neighborhood they've got to get out. They've got to vote for John McGuire. I just think it's vital that we get you to Congress and you know, give you another perch upon which to make a difference, man. I think the world of you, so I'm pulling for you.
Hey, Jeff, there's one more thing I need, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The Trump team, the Hung Cao team, and the John McGuire team have locked arms. We are a team, and we have 310 voting precincts in the 5th Congressional District Tuesday. Now, we've got volunteers everywhere, but we could use some more.
Okay.
If you'd like to be part of saving our country, if you would like to volunteer, we're going to hand out sample ballots and things like that on Election Day. If you would email me, john@mcguireva.com, that's J-O-H-N at McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E-V-A.com, john@mcguireva.com.
All right. Well, we'll share that on social media. And by the way, congratulations to Rusty for taking a star out of the petty cash drawer and slapping it on his shoulder where it belongs.
Yeah, my brother Rusty, everybody thinks he's older than me, but I say he's just more mature. But I'm really proud of him. He started off as an E1, and tomorrow he gets promoted to general.
Jeez.
He in the Army National Guard. He's also Commonwealth Attorney of Louisa County, so he's a man of service, and he's a great patriot.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Those McGuire boys are okay. They're your quintessential overachievers. John, I appreciate you being here, brother. And again, I hope that people get out and support John. I think he's one of the good guys, that's for sure. It is 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.